This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
Donald Trump made two stops in North Carolina yesterday. Hillary Clinton is due there today. Early voting's underway, and polls suggest Clinton is ahead, but not by much, with 15 electoral votes at stake. Marketplace's Rima Crace headed to the small town of Kannapolis, with a K, not far from Charlotte.
On most days, 30-year-old David Steele is deep in statistics as a data technician for Duke. But today, he's my personal guide to Kannapolis, his hometown. We start at a famous landmark.
Right now, we're actually in what used to be called Idiot Circle.
Idiot Circle?
Idiot Circle.
On weekends, he says high school kids used to cruise around this cluster of oak trees acting, well, like idiots. Rumor has it this is also where NASCAR legend Dale Earnhardt perfected his left turn. Those aren't the only days that are gone.
This area actually used to also be referred to as Cannon Village.
As in Cannon Mills, once the biggest sheet and towel maker in the world and the biggest employer in Kannapolis.
My father was actually a sewing machine repairman in Plant 1.
Plant 1 is gone now, like the rest of the mill. After struggling for years and trying to compete as the textile business moved offshore, the mill closed for good in 2003. More than 4,000 workers lost their jobs in the largest single-day layoff in North Carolina history. 71-year-old Barbara Hunter was one of them.
It was a sad day because I went back almost five generations that worked there.
Tonight, Hunter is in her usual Friday night spot in the smoke-filled Hickabilly Beach Bingo Hall. She's working three cards.
G49. I miss those people. Kannapolis died after the mill closed.
Now it's coming back. A sprawling research campus sits on the site of the old mill. It's a monument to the new Kannapolis. It's also key to the city's downtown revitalization, which will include restaurants, apartments, and a baseball stadium. The recession slowed things down, but so far the campus has brought in about 1,000 white-collar workers in fields like biotech and nutrition.
That doesn't benefit the people who live around here. It was never intended to benefit the people who work in the mill.
That clash between the old North Carolina and the new is one of the main reasons the battle between Clinton and Trump to carry the swing state will be one of the most hard-fought in the nation.
The thing that I fear most about Ms. Clinton is her quest for power.
That's 62-year-old Steve Fortner. He's got a bingo marker in one hand and a cigarette in the other. He says he's not wild about Clinton's economic plan.
Taxation does not create jobs. It never has, it never will.
The woman sitting next to him rolls her eyes.
Is that your wife?
No. We'd kill each other.
Yeah.
Kathy Metcalf is his colleague in the race car business. She says she hates the way Trump talks about women.
I'm not fat, I'm not ugly, I'm not lazy. I'm working my ass off.
And she thinks Clinton will do a better job improving the economy.
Her husband did. He's done the best. We had more money in her government when he was there.
Okay. You don't think that was a direct benefit of Reaganomics?
As they get louder, I start getting dirty looks from some very serious bingo players who need to hear. I take the hint and bounce. I'm Rima Crace from Marketplace.